Last week, President Trump signed the Fallen Journalists Memorial Act, a bipartisan move that paves the way for a new memorial in Washington, D.C. to honor slain journalists from around the world. As the Memorial Foundation writes, journalists who have sacrificed their lives in service to democracy. And there are many of them. The Committee to Protect Journalists report last week found a record number of journalists were jailed in 2020, and retaliatory killings rose sharply from 2019. Today, Reporters Without Borders says that far more journalists are being killed outside of war zones. We remember Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. He entered the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul and never came home, a highly respected columnist at the vaunted Washington Post. But the memorial will also honor local reporter Allison Parker and photojournalist Adam Ward, gunned down in Virginia in 2015 while live on the air. And the push for the memorial came after that deadly shooting at the offices of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. A gunman stormed in. Staffers fought him off. Some survived. Five did not. The deadliest attack on journalists in U.S. history. Gerald Fishman, John McNamara, Wendy Winters, Rebecca Smith, and assistant editor Rob Hyacin died that day. Well, theirs is also a story about the nobility of local newspapers. Maria Hyacin is Rob's widow. The day Rob did not come home was her birthday. Today, she continues to teach at Delaney High School in Timonium, Maryland. Maria, that day, though, stays with all of us. We are so sorry. How are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. The human psyche has a way of forcing you to look at what you must deal with when you must. And I've certainly done that. And In addition, so many cliches ring true. And one of them is that time does have a tendency to heal. Caveat to some degree. I mean, it's always painful to hear again and think about those moments when I first learned on a summer's day what had happened. But I see progress in many ways, and one of them is certainly the president signing this to facilitate this memorial. So trying to be positive here at the new year.
Yeah. Well, so a memorial, what do you want people to remember about Rob?
Well, and thanks for asking that, I want to say, because, you know, truth is, his name should be repeated again and again. He should not be forgotten. I'd like everybody to remember Rob Hyacin for his intellect, which he downplayed repeatedly. You know, he did live in the shadow of that famous brother, Carl.
Let's mention that because people might remember we had your brother-in-law, Carl Hyacin, who writes the hilarious books about Florida, but was deadly serious in talking about his brother and, you know, how he felt.
Yeah. They shared so much in terms of love for words, little patience for politicians that don't attempt to do what they say they will, and for people who take themselves too seriously. That's Carl, world's best brother-in-law, I need to interject.
He was firm about how it was his brother who was should be the star in the family. And not just for his writing and the journalism that he did, but people often talk when they're in a newsroom, and this was a newsroom at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis. Mm-hmm. People talk about they're in the trenches together. They were that day. They were fighting off a shooter. Just your thoughts on that group of people.
Yeah, and you know, I knew that group of people almost as if they were students of Rob's. As he ventured from the Baltimore Sun into editing at the Capitol, he and I found that we had some similar topics work-wise to discuss. I was teaching journalism, and he would look at some of the copy of some of my students and just marvel at how smart they were. And then he would ask me, you know, how do you teach X or Y to your students? And we would talk, and then he would share with me what he was doing to try to nurture journalistic talent in those young reporters at the Capitol. Numerous weekends when someone might be on duty, and typically weekend duty at a paper the size of the Annapolis Capitol is covering something that's on the features side, but you know, trying to do due diligence and make it into copy that is worth everybody's while on Sunday. And Rob would be on the phone with these reporters, and they would be making very deliberate decisions about, well, what is the best way to put it? What did you see? How will you say that? No, that seems, that's a bridge too far. That's too much. Let's keep it fair. Let's keep it honest. But, you know, let's be vivid and detailed. And he just cared so much about words and about, frankly, their feelings. He wanted to help them, like good teachers strive to do, realize and figure it out themselves. And that's how I remember them. And obviously, like the rest of the world, you know, we just, you know, how brave and miraculous that they were able to not only survive, but put out the damn paper the next day. You know, it was a pretty famous t-shirt they made about that. Just stunning.
Remind us of the t-shirt.
Yeah, it says we're putting out a damn paper tomorrow. And they didn't stop. They did not stop. And boy, it's just unfathomable. And, you know, every now and then we'll let our minds venture to, well, would it be worse to be one of the survivors? Because it's just all horrid, you know, the whole experience.
Yeah. Well, you remind us that Rob was a teacher. You are a teacher. But you used to run the high school newspaper, the Delaney Griffin, which won many awards from the Columbia Scholastic Press Association. And we know that because one of your students is responsible for this segment. He's one of our producers. And he had some thoughts about this impact that you were just talking about, Maria Hyacin. And so, Alexander Turk, are you there?
I am.
So, Alexander, I know you wanted to just help us understand almost what Maria was saying about Rob Hyacin's influence.
Sure, absolutely. And it's good to speak to you again, Ms. Hyacin.
Great to hear your voice.
I'm usually behind the scenes, but, you know, Maria, I'll always say Ms. Hyacin, she took a chance. And, you know, in the Delaney Griffin, she gave me a column. And in that column, I reviewed popular songs. About 3 years later, you know, I was this disaffected economics major in college. And I'm just trying to, you know, decide the trajectory of my life the summer before junior year. You know, all college students are eventually called to do this. And I knew I wanted to write, and I knew that I could write because of mentors like Ms. Hyacin. But when Rob was killed that summer, I found out why I wanted to write. You know, I wanted to write, and you put it well that he cared about the words, because, you know, there was some essential truth in human life. And like Rob, I felt that I could put that truth to words, even when the life that had inspired us to write those words was unfortunately beyond our reach. So I just wanted to say thank you for everything, Ms. Hyacin.
Aw, that is a tremendous tribute. I think it's not unusual for journalists to have seminal moments that sort of inspired them. For me, I think I was 12 when Watergate was happening. a lot different kind of event. And the other thing, before this interview, I snagged a moment for a run in my neighborhood, and I was listening to music, and I heard the Arctic Monkeys, and I remembered, oh, Alex Turk wrote a review of one of their albums back in the day.
Oh, yes, I did.
I always think of you when I hear the Arctic Monkeys. So there. but back to Rob, I would love for people to remember Rob for not only his love of words and his intellect, but his humility. It was the story that came first, and those reporters who worked for him who came first in Rob's mind. And, you know, he just was a one-of-a-kind, classic, yet one-of-a-kind, and I think I would wish the same for the memorial itself. Something that is unique and timeless, frankly, as Rob's values were.
Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maria Hyacin, widow of Rob Hyacin, one of five killed at the Capital Gazette in 2018, who will be remembered with other slain journalists in a memorial now planned for Washington, D.C.